Bit of discussion about slichos. The earliest mention of slichos is in the Rambam. He talks about getting up in the middle of the night during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva to say divrei tachanunim v'kibushim ad she'yeor hayom, which sounds like, you know, it's the last part of the night. You're getting up and you're before it's daytime. You say these slichos. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Nohagim lakum ba'ashmores, which means the minhag is to get up. Ashmores is the last third of the night. Lomar slichos v'tachnunim me'rosh chodesh elol ba'elach. This is the minhag of the Sfardim. They say it from Rosh Chodesh elol ad Yom HaKippurim. U'minhag b'nei Ashkenaz enokein, ela me'rosh chodesh va'elach maschilin litkoa achar tefila shacharis. From Rosh Chodesh, and there actually is machlokas, whether it's from the first day or the second day, we do the second day, you start blowing shofar, v'yesh mekom ha'shetokin gam ken arvis, v'omdim ba'ashmores lomar slichos b'yom aleph shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. So we now have seen three opinions on when to do it. The Rambam says you begin with Rosh Hashanah, which is its own sugya. The Shulchan Aruch says 40 days of slichos, and the Ramah says that we do starting with Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Imchal Rosh Hashanah Bezo Gimel, like this year, Maschilim Miyom Aleph Shavua She'elefanav. Okay? So why is it that last segment of the night? Says the Magen Avraham, Ba'ashmores Mipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shat B'Yudches Elef Olamos. Something mystical. Don't ask me to explain. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu hovers it in 18,000 worlds to besof halayla shat ba'olam haza, and it's at the end of the night that he's actually in our world. Who ace ratzo, and this is an ace ratzo, and that's what we need. So why is it the last part of the night? That is an ace ratzo. Okay, says the Prima Gadam, mashma lichora diyesh lomar slichos besof halayla miyad kodem or haboker. There's also a technical halachic issue. If you don't do it then you have a question of whether to daven first. You get into the tadir v'she'enu tadir, and the famous question of the Achronim, because sometime, Aruch HaShulchan is one of the first to confirm, sometime by the 1900s, people weren't interested in getting up early anymore. And they just did it before Shacharis, whatever time that was. If you look at old calendars in many communities, they always had it before, right, when it was still dark. At some point, they started doing it a little later. But really, you see that it's supposed to be when it's still night. The last segment of the night when it's still dark. now, that's the ideal time. Does this mean you can say it any time? But ideally, the best time, and we will only be mekayim this at the 6 o'clock minyan. If you come to the 6 o'clock minyan, we'll be starting before when it's still dark outside. Right at 5:35.
Maybe even the
6:30.
Maybe the 6:30 minute, maybe, or 6:20.
You might towards the end get in like a minute or two before Alos, but okay. Says the Mata Ephraim, number 5, Ein Lomar Slichos V'Yud Gimel Midos Kodem Chatzos Laila Rak B'Leil Yom Kippur Mutter. Right, no matter what, you can't say it before Chatzos. Okay, which means at night before Chatzos. Uvemekomo shenogim lomar slichos ba'arvis ve'omer yugim omidos ra'oy levatel haminag. Umishu sham be'esh omrim lo yomar imayim ela yeshev v'yido mo yomar k'tzas mizmarim achavido rashay lomar imahem. Birke Yosef. Mekomo shenogim lomar slichos ba'arvis hu minhag ra umar yishtaka v'lo ye'amer. Ve'ein ra'i la'hazker yud gimel midos ela ba'es ratzon. Ve'karav hadavar ha'omram ba'arvis l'kitzitz chas v'shalom, which is a Kabbalistic concept of something terrible. Mikatzitz b'netios, whatever that is. But it's destructive to say slichos at night before chatzos, which is one thing we'll be speaking about in this year. Our shul has our most popular minion of the year is our 10 o'clock slichos.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not here to argue on it. It started in Rabbi Bach's time and it should continue. But we're going to discuss some of the halachic issues with it. 10 o'clock p.m. We have it, except after on a Sunday, right. On Motzei Shabbos we don't have it, but it was, it's the most popular minyan. People come from all over the community, but what we just saw is the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Magen Avraham tell us the ideal time to say Slichos is the last segment of the night, right? We don't have that. Nobody has that, right? We'll have that just before the 6 o'clock minute. Not nobody, but very few shuls have Slichos only before Alos, right? But what we're just seeing is it turned in from the ideal time. The Mata Ephraim and the Berakah Yosef says, no matter what, don't say it at night before Chatzos.
The first Motzei Shabbos, how many shuls have it, like right after?
Yes, Chatzos. We'll speak about that, where that comes from.
Is that considered the last Hashmaris?
No, and that's a discussion. The Yekis do not do that. Yekis always do it in the morning. I believe that when I was growing up, this was a big thing. You know, the first Motzei Shabbos, I remember when my bar mitzvah, Chavtal at Elul, and, you know, my bar mitzvah year, my father said, you know, you're a man, first thing you do is stay up for the slichos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was like, it was a thing. I don't know what they did. But nowadays, we get maybe 100 people, but hundreds of people are going to the other slichos. Yeshivas did away with that Motzei Shabbos slichos, among others. The Yekis didn't do it, but the yeshivas did away with it because it gets in the way of learning. If you have boys staying up till 1:45 in the morning saying slichos, or 2 in the morning saying slichos, so then it's harder to get up in the morning to learn.
By the way, Rabbi, yeah. The Glen Avenue Shul, when I was there, had slichos at 10 o'clock at night.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember
specifically. Okay. So, good.
I'll add Schwab that to may my... have been the rabbi at the time. I'm not sure.
Rabbi who?
Rabbi Schwab may have been the rabbi. I'm not.
Interesting.
I don't remember.
Okay. You see others talk about this practice, but in just reading sources, whenever you have a lot of people saying something is very wrong, don't do it. Those who do it are wrong. It means people are doing it, right? Otherwise, you don't have to say, and those who eat treif are doing the wrong thing, right? Those who are saying Yud Gimel Midos earlier, and remember, when it comes to davening times, a lot of it was, and we'll see from a famous Rav Moshe Tshuva, what's practical? When can you get people there? Right? So to get people before electricity, you know, to get people to come out in the dark when it might have, there are animals roaming and it's hard to see your way, is not easy. Right? So it might have incentivized the idea, let's just do it with Maariv.
We then start also at 10 o'clock.
What?
We start at 10 o'clock also at night.
They're not talking about 10 o'clock. They're talking about doing it with Maariv. So they're saying those who do it with Maariv, for our purposes, they develop this 10 o'clock.
The Maariv even before it says?
I don't know. The question that would be an interesting question I haven't really considered. If it's nighttime but you daven Maariv, how would that affect the Kabbalistic? Is that a way? I will tell you, what growing up, Rabbi Einemer Shul did not have an early one, and when KMS started one, KMS started when I was about, let's say, 14 years old, and they started an early slichos, and Rabbi Einemer was not happy. And I remember I used to go with my father to the Mincha Maariv on Sundays, and Rabbi Einemer afterwards would talk to the few people who were there about things that were frustrating him. And I remember as a kid, he said, you know, if they can't have it in the morning, they should do it before Mincha in the afternoon. That's what he said. And I'll show it. Rav Avadia says that would be better than doing it at night, you know, before Chatzos. You should do it in the afternoon. But that also people...
Not have it in the morning, postpone it until...
No, you can have it in for those who can't get there in the morning.
Right.
Instead of going 10 o'clock the night before, they would have an extra minyan and mincha time. Which is interesting. Meaning if we would say, you know, next week, mincha's at 6:50 and there's a slichos at 6:25, you know?
Sounds good to me. excuse me.
Something,
are you
saying
that Reb Moshe said that you could have it earlier?
Yes, I'm going to show you his tshuva. The real question is, now that we have it before all of our 7 minyanim, right? Is it really, you know, I don't want to jump to the conclusion. And one thing I advertise, while I am not in favor of stopping that minyan, I do feel it's my responsibility to tell people that it's much preferred to daven at a slichos before shachris than to daven at the 10 o'clock. If it does not work for you, then the 10 o'clock is your minyan. But, you know, it's we do have slichos minyanim before all seven of our shachris minyanim, and that is much more ideal. And I'll show you why. The Mata Ephraim, the Birkei Yosef, the Shaarei Tshuva, they all say the same thing, that you cannot say slichos at night until after Chatzos, and the optimal time is the last third of the night.
I don't understand that timing, the moment of Rum. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Didn't they have the concept that it's always night during different parts, you know, in the world? That some the only word, like, they thought that Hashem was somewhere else during certain parts of the night, but he was available only during the last third.
That's what he read.
So this is Kabbalistic, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a lot of different places. Meaning when it's the last third of the night, he is accessible for us during that time of the night, even though that time, you know, which means God can be in two places at once, which human beings can. Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Rav Ovadia Yosef quotes a Kabbalist who says something similar. He says, maybe God is in one place at one time and it goes by Eretz Yisrael.
That I can understand.
Right? Maybe this all goes by Eretz Yisrael, and we should say slichos when it is the last third of the day for Eretz Yisrael.
That's 10 o'clock at night.
Right. So,
think about it.
So 10 o'clock works well. So take a look at the Magen Avraham number 8. Ein lomar kodem chatzos laila shum slichos lo yidgimu midos b'shum panim la'olam chutz mibiyom ha-kippurim. Kavanos daf hey, kavanos is Arizal, okay? And Mishnah Berurah codifies, number 9, Ein lomar kodem chatzos laila shum slichos lo yudgem omidos b'shum panim la'olam chutz mi biyom ha-kippur. Now, you don't really need the next tshuva, but just from the pashtas of the sources, you see the best time is early morning, right? When it's still dark outside. It seems okay to say it from Chatzos and onward, but the best time is that early morning. Rav Zilberstein has a tshuva about which is better, and I don't know.
There's nothing in the Gemara anywhere about slichos.
All of this is very relatively recently,
you know. Mm-hmm. So
slichos is loosely based on Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu when you have times of tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol put on a talis and taught him the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, and that's what we're supposed to do. And based on that, you have the slichos that we say today. You have the Rambam doesn't tell us what to say, but the Rambam's telling us, right, 1,000 years ago, that they would get up to say some kind of slichos, and then the Kabbalists tell us about the best time to say it. But where Alan is correct, it does not say any of this in Gemara, which is going to factor into Rav Moshe's, you know, Rav Moshe's whole perspective on this. What do you do, right? There's a lot written, Professor Sperber and others, the influence of Kabbalah on halachic process, right? Where you have the Magen Avraham, in normative Ashkenazi practice, the Magen Avraham is the one who's always inserting the Arizal. And that becomes accepted. So what I showed you, the Rambam doesn't say, you can't say it here, you can't say it there, this is the best time. The Rambam says, people get up early and say slichos.
He's
right?
The Rambam's a rationalist.
The Rambam doesn't say anything, best time, worst time. We get up early and we say slichos.
When was the text of our slichos created?
When was it created? I don't know. I'll check.
We got all the pumpkins, who wrote all this?
Has it changed over the years?
Rabbi Lezner,
it seems to me.
I don't know. Yeah,
has it changed over the years?
It certainly changed. It was fluid in the times of the Rishonim, and at some point there became a standard text. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. I have a slichos written by Professor what's his name? I'm blanking on his name, where he goes through all of this. I once did back when I had less preparation to do in Elul when I was at Hopkins. I did a series every day, a half-hour shiur on something in Slichos related, which was very meaningful to me. It was the first year I actually paid attention to what I was saying. One interesting thing that Rav Zilberstein quotes from Shaar Mitzvot and Bahalacha is that at least not Al Pi Kabbalah. It sounds like Al Pi Kabbalah, that last segment of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this olam, but he says a very rational idea that if you could choose between a slichos after chatzos and a slichos early in the morning, Shaar Mitzvot and Bahalacha says better to do the one early in the morning because there's a certain character development that he says it's kashe lakum mimitaso v'afilu hachikam. Like to stay up is a different midah than to get up in the morning, and therefore he brings a rationalist approach, and it's actually different for different people. I find it easier to get up early in the morning than to stay up late at night. But that's where what he says. Before we go on, how did our minhag develop to do slichos late at night on the first night? We're going to have slichos Amir Tzashem at 1 o'clock, right? Why do we have that? The rest of the time it'll be before shacharis. So this starts with the mid to late Rishonim is the first time we find this. Although we don't know, with Minhagim, you never know when they started just because somebody's the first to talk about it. But the Leket Yosher says in number 11, Lakach Tov Laschil B'Yom Aleph, page 2, Ki Ha'am Smechim Machmas Mitzvah Sator Shem Lomdim B'Shabbos. Why do we always start on a Sunday? That's his question. Mm-hmm. Why do you start on a Sunday? You're refreshed, you're happy, right? V'Gam Machmas Oneg Shabbos, which is an interesting perspective. That slichos is not supposed to come from a place of depression, right? It's supposed to come from a place of simcha. Ve'amrinan ein hashchina shorah lo machmas atzlos lo mitoch atzvos ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah lechein tov la'aschil lispal mitoch simcha shel mitzvah v'gam apayit hischa b'motzei menucha. And based on that, some of the achronim say that's why we try to have it as soon as we can after Shabbos. Right, if you already wait for Sunday, it's already the next day. Motzei Shabbos, right? You still have that lingering, you know, you still the challenge still going up and down. You still feel Shabbos. You have a similar din. We do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos when you're still, you know, dressed in your Shabbos clothes and feeling the Simcha of Shabbos. And based on this Leket Yosher, it seems like that might be how the minhag developed. To the first night, even though it sounds from the poskim, it's better to do it in the morning, the first night you want to do it Motzei Shabbos, not Sunday morning. And the first time you can do it Motzei Shabbos, according to all these poskim that we saw who said it's terrible to do it at night before Chatzos, is Chatzos, and that's where the minhag developed the first night to do it at Chatzos. Let us skip the next two sources. The question, right? So now I've set things up to ask the question of why does our shul have a minyan 9:45 marav and 10 o'clock slichos every night, and even the night we don't put it on the calendar they do it.
I know.
I feel like we shouldn't put it on the calendar on next Motzei Shabbos, but they do it right.
People
have it anyway, and we don't endorse it, but we don't stop it.
And the first night, next Motzei Shabbos, they're going to do a 10 o'clock minyan?
No. The first night, they don't do a 10 o'clock minyan.
No.
Oh, the first night, we'll do
the next
Motzei Shabbos.
Shabbos before Rosh
and the Motzei Shabbos before Yom Kippur.
Right, there will be a...
So here comes the Rav Avad Yosef.
Undocumented.
Number 14. We'll build a wall around the shul. Misha eno yachol lakum ba'ashmaras haboker lomar slichos b'chol yimei chodesh elo ha'im rashai litztaref le minyan ha'omrim slichos b'tchilas halayla. Which, what do you see from his question? that there are minyanim that are doing it, which is something we saw in the Mata Ephraim and the Shari Tshuva, and, right? Everybody's yelling about this. It means it's going on. And what the fact that Rav Ovadia is talking about it 500 years later means that just because something's in print doesn't mean it gets people to stop, right? So Rav Ovadia is asked, somebody came to him and said, you know, I can't make it in the morning.
What does that mean?
What does it mean that you can't make it in the morning?
Does it mean like I'm working then?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I leave it up to people. But when I read the Rav Moshe Tshuva, it sounds like you have people who, for their work schedule, they need to go to the earliest minyan, and they can't, either there is no minyan for slichos then, I don't know why they don't have one, or they just can't get up for it. They know they'll miss it. Can you go to an earlier minyan? So says Rav Ovadia, number 14, Hinei, this is a great Rav Ovadia tshuva, Tam haminag shenagul omar slichos dafka bashmar saboker v'lo b'tchilas halayda al pi ma shemuv v'zohar hakadosh shemishaos haboker misorim chasadim ba'olam. So he quotes another Kabbalistic work. From the early morning, misorim chasadim ba'olam kishenemar yomam yitzav Hashem chasdo v'ilu mishas mincha ad chatzos halayla misorim midos hadin. Now, I don't know shas mincha. What does that mean? When you daven mincha, from when you can daven mincha. But basically, there are times that slichos work better. Al pi Kabbalah. V'lachein b'inyan chorban beis hamikdash ne'amar, oy lanu ki fana yom ki inatu tzilu le'erev, pana yom shu midas ha-chesed, u'me'esha natu tzilu le'erev, his oru ha-gvuras v'adinim ba'olam ha-che garmo le'chorban. Ulam, mishas chatzos laila misorim shuvah chasadim u'midas ha-rachamim, V'lachein na'im zimiros Yisrael David HaMelech Amar Chatzos Laila Akum Lodos Lecha. David HaMelech said, I wake up at Chatzos to sing to you because that's the right time to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehaya kam b'shiros v'tishbachos v'mizmar rei tilim l'Hashem Yisbarach v'chein amar b'layla shira imi rei o b'zohar HaKadosh Parshas Yisrael. Gam Rabbeinu Ha'ari b'sefer Shar HaMitzvos, which is what we saw, well, he was quoting the Kavanos, but the Magen Avram quotes Ari or Talmidim of Ari, his kirmeinian his gabrus hadinim balayla. V'chein kasev Rabbeinu Ha'ari b'sefer Shar HaKavanos. B'zu alashem v'dashe b'chatzos halayla rishon. Ein lomar klal shum slichos v'lo lahaskir yud gemol midos ad kan. V'agon amakubo Rabbi Moshe Zakos. B'tshuva hisber advarim b'yeser seiz b'tuv tam v'das al pi ha'kabala. Ha'kabala v'shalal b'chol tokev zamiris haslichos b'chatzi ha'rishon shel halayla. So what you have here, Rav Ovadia is quoting most of it we've seen. You have Rav Moshe Zakuta, who was quoted in the Shari Tshuva, the Arizal, who's quoted in the Magen Avraham, and he adds in a Zohar that not only says it's not the best time to do it, but it's a dangerous time to do slichos. Okay.
I thought only Bilam knew at the time that God was angry.
That obviously is a different, you know, that's a millisecond of anger. Right. This is just a time of din. It's not. You know, there are times, they use mishalom, you know, with teachers and parents, there are times that you want to ask for favors and times that it would be counterproductive to ask for favors. I hate to, you know, to humanize God like that, but that's the only way I can understand it.
I mean, Rosh Hashanah, we don't set the davening to the times that we feel that there's more din or, you know.
So Alan's bringing up, you know, when the Rambam said slichos, did he worry about all these things? I would say no.
Does the Mishnah Berurah say that a Mishnah Shem should finish before Chatzos because of din? I thought it would be closing
the din. The din of Rosh Hashanah is before Chatzos, yes.
And then you should finish davening after like that.
The tkios, I thought, should be done ideally by then. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. But this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with his olam with din. And again, this is Kabbalah. And he quotes the Magen Avraham Paskins and Rav Chaim Palaji Paskins this. Next paragraph, towards the bottom of the page. V'amnam ha-minag pashut b'chol tfutzus Yisrael b'leil yom ha-kippurim lomar slichos v'yurgim l'miros b'tulas arvis achim be'emes ein la-virayim milal yom ha-kippurim l'shar leilos ha-shana kivyom ha-kippurim laila kayom ya'ir b'yisorus ha-rachamim. Yom Kippur is not a raya for anything. Turn the page. Page 4. And then he says, "Lefi ha mavor b'shut ha ramaz, Rav Moshe Zakuta or Zakus, Sha'omer slichos b'tchils halaylo karp liyos b'mikasher shinitiyos. Then he says, well, listen, it's one thing if you tell me it's not ideal. But we have some people, some Kabbalists who are telling us that it actually is damaging. So, nachon lehishayar b'shemi al ta'aseh. Right, what? Let's say you miss a slichos. Some people contact me. I miss slichos. What do I do? There's no tashlumin for slichos. You don't have to make up slichos. You missed an opportunity. So says Rav Avadya, at first glance, if you can't get to the minyan in the morning for slichos, so don't do slichos that day. Why should you do something which the Kabbalists are telling us is damaging? Makes sense.
Rabbi, no, the slichos is the yud gemor midah.
The slichos is the yud gemor
midah. It's not the
correct
poetry.
That's and this is something important that I try to stress between Mincha Marav these days. A lot, some slichos minyanim, I'm told, go very fast. And you should know, and this gets into, maybe we will do next year, Bli Neder, a share on the history of slichos and explaining them. The slichos is built around the yud gemor midah of Rachamim. So the piyutim, you asked how it was developed, the piyutim came later over time. If you miss a piyut or two, you're fine, right? The main thing is to say the Yud Gimel Midos with the Tzibor. And as long as they're still saying Yud Gimel Midos, you can say it along. So if you...
you don't mean the piyut.
As long as they're saying Hashem, Hashem, Kel Ra. Yeah, yeah. So if you can't finish till the end of the poem,
you
can't read that fast, which I have that issue. At some of the minyanim. So then we give 25 minutes. I hope the minyanim take 25 minutes. 25 is fine,
yeah, no,
but 20 is not enough, and some go very quickly. So, you should stop, and wherever you should say till the end of the sentence or phrase, and just jump right into Hashem, Hashem.
Is it better to say Kel Melech Yoshev, that paraphrase, fully give the Midos and not finish the Piyo before that? At what point do I say
I would, yeah. I mean, it's a bit of a toss-up. But I would, if when they start saying, I would jump in with them and stop.
So would it be sufficient then to just do this and without skip all this legal stuff, and you have right over here.
Just to say Hashem Hashem 10 times and be done?
And who said 10 times?
3 times.
Whatever it is. Right over here you have here the vidui.
Yeah.
Would it be sufficient just to do that?
I don't know if sufficient. I mean, ideally we try to say whatever's in the
You're adding in piyutim.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have time,
yeah,
would you be sufficient to just
a whole minyan to say it?
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to say the Yirgi Momidos alone.
I'm saying you have you're with a minyan. And you have lack of time, just do this one thing and finished.
Yeah, makes sense.
So you're saying that slichos must be done with a minyan?
So there's a way to do it. The Ramah holds, the Machaber holds that you have to do it with a minyan. The Ramah says that you can say without a minyan, but you have to say the Yud Gimel Midos.
With the trup.
Either with a trup or the modern poskim say with some kind of tune, to differentiate it from regular reading, because you're stopping at a place that you're not allowed to stop unless you have the tzibor, which is something we did in a shir, which was not a big hit, on Kopsuka de lo Paske Moshe, Anan lo Paske. I like those sugyas better. Okay, thank you, Alan. So, says Rav Avadya, so what does he say? He quotes us three Kabbalistic sources, Zohar, Ari, and Rav Moshe Zakuta, that you're not supposed to say slichos once it gets dark, or he says Mishas HaMincha, until Chatzos. He brings sources that say not only is it not effective, it's counterproductive. And then at first glance, he says, so probably better, Shevi Al Tasa, don't do anything. And then he says, Ela, Shehaya Makom Lomar, Shemachar Shebaartzos HaBris, Kodem Chatzos Laila Shalahem, Uachar Chatzos Laila Shal Eretz Yisrael, Umishas Nekudas Chatzos Shal Eretz Yisrael, Misor Marachamim. And this again, this is a totally, way beyond my pay grade. And this is the question we had before. Does it go by wherever you are, or does it go by one place, which would be Eretz Yisrael? And he says there is a place, there is makom to say, maybe it should go by Eretz Yisrael. Yechol lomar sham slichos bir gemal midos abetchilas halayla. Ulam besefer b'chor shor kasav she'en chiluk bazem me'medinam le'medina. Lo'olam nekudas chatzos b'emtcha chashecha shebe'bedi naso. Ayin sham v'chein hela b'shut Yehuda Yala Asad v'shut Arugas Habosem. He does quote one sefer, shut machshavos be'etza, And what's amazing about Rav Avadia, he knew by heart Svarim that I've never even heard of. Kasav Shenira Shakol Talib Nekudas Chatzos Shebirushalayim V'shemikan Eitz Nachona Lenogam Lomar Slichos Yudge Mamiras Be'elol Basar Simetshuva Kodom Chatzos Laila V'Ari Europa Sheyamtino Akopanim Chatzos Laila Lefi Ofek Yerushalayim. If you're in Europe, you should wait until it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim. So he says there is a makom, but he says it's not, this is debated. So what is his suggestion? So where is he so far? He says, some say it's counterproductive, that means Shevi al Tasa. There is makom to say maybe it goes by Israel, but that's debated. And it's like a das yachid. So his suggestion is, Mikol makom nira sheim iaf shar lahem lomar slichos bashmaris lifnei tfilas shacharis yecholim lomar slichos lifnei tfilas hamincha. You should say it before mincha. Afal pishe mavur bezoar, she b'shas mincha sholet ez midas hadin akashe b'chol hadinim misorim b'os hashah, milba b'yom Shabbos, she adara b'shas mincha misorim midas harachamim. Afal pike nir she mutter lomar slichus v'yud gemol midas lifnei mincha, haray maisim b'chol yom shanu omrim vidu v'yud gemol midas v'nefilas apayim b'tfilas hamincha, afilu l'achar shkia na omrim yud gemol midas, rak l'achar kabor 13 dakos v'chetzi l'achar shkia, as he gives man says,
okay, this answers the question. In other words, you can't go beyond says.
Right. Right. He says you can't go beyond says, but his suggestion for a place where a whole community or an individual cannot get to minyan, to slichos, the early morning slichos, his suggestion is don't make a 10 o'clock slichos, make a 6:30 in the afternoon slichos.
So he's saying before minchah, not after minchah.
Correct.
So... and those people have it by Marv, have it after Marv, not before Marv.
They have it after Marv, but based on what he's telling us, it wouldn't be a problem to do it after Mincha as long as it's before
right.
Shkia.
Yeah, but I mean, you said before about Tadeh v'Shena Tadeh. Why did he say before Mincha, not after Mincha?
You're saying once you can daven Mincha. So why does he say Lifnei Tfilas Mincha? I don't know.
So if we go...
I don't know. You're saying, why not move Mincha earlier? That's a great question.
So we go to a plag Mincha.
Yeah.
A plag Mincha Marv. Yeah. You should be doing it before then?
Yeah.
Before
I would think before the plag that's mincha. A whole machlokas when you daven Marv, what exactly is that time after we've dealt with eating before the 9 days, and there's a machlokas Rishonim, and, you know, that's brought in Yoredei about... you know, Hilchos Nida and Avelos, and so I would say for plag you want to do it before Marav also.
Maybe he's saying,
Alan, you got to make a change. Changing the schedule.
That Shul Stav in Mincha and Marav immediately after.
Right.
So if you have, if a particular person says he can't dive in before Shacharis,
so he should say it.
So,
they're not gonna.
So there may be like of 100 person Shul, maybe there's 15 people who would say before Mincha. But the other 85 people can daven Marv right after Mincha.
Right.
Says you don't want to make a break between Mincha and Marv.
Right.
For the myriad of people who can't.
That could be. It could be practical. Because I believe that you're correct that if we were creating another minion, meaning we have our plag minion, we have our regular Mincha, and then if we would, hypothetically, I don't plan on it, say we're going to have another minion that has slichos, then the pashta says you should have Mincha, then Slichos, and then Marv.
Right.
So that's a good
point.
What
about the Sfardim? Do the Sfardim? They always follow this, him. Do the Sfardim? We can ask. Does Sfardim
he doesn't think this is ideal. meaning he says there's another problem based on the Zohar, but he says it's not ideal, but it's better than doing the 10 o'clock. So that's Rav Avadia. That's not what we do, and I'll tell you why. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein was the posek for America, and look at this tshuva. This is a tshuva Tafshin Chaf, 60 years ago. Somebody named Rav Ephraim Berman, Alan. Okay, so the question was asked.
He's the grandfather of the president of YU. Oh, Avi
Berman. He bedavar amira slichos magam sheyireim lalechas b'shamu l'cheres balayla. Okay, people were afraid. So already you see a difference, right? There is between this situation and when we have it. People are afraid. 60 years ago, they are afraid to go to shul at night, okay? Can they say it earlier in the night, right? You can get a minyan earlier, but nobody's going to come chatzos, and nobody's going to come at 5 in the morning when it's still pitch dark outside. Okay? So the questioner quotes the Magen Avram and says, let's see how much we have to read. Let's skip to where I underline. Achim hu ba'ofen. So he just first justifies that, yes, the ideal time is to do it early in the morning, at least after chatzos. Ach, im hu ba'ofen, she'i efshar mechatzos ulahalan. V'yisbatlu oso hatzibur mislichos. He's not talking about individuals. He says if the tzibur won't, you won't be able to get a minion for slichos. Yesh lahatir begeder hora'as sha'a gam mitchila. He says he will allow it as a hora'as sha'a. Ki bedvarim elu ein mekor migamar. And this is fascinating. It would make an interesting research project. How do different poskim deal with Kabbalistic sources? Listen to how Rav Moshe does. Bedvarim elu ein mekor migamara elahem midivir rabosena achronim al pi sifre ha-kabbalah shemistaber she'ein baze inyan iser ela she'ein mo'ilin bekoach yud gimel midos she'esh havtacha shal yachzur rekamela kistam tfila. Says Rav Moshe, he completely discounts all this stuff, mikates, benetios, it's damaging. Rav Moshe says, you know what? If it was a halachic problem, Shas would say, don't do it then. It should appear in Gemara. It doesn't appear in Gemara, it means it's not Aser. What are the Kabbalistic sources telling us? They're telling us when something has more power, less power. So says Rav Moshe, it's a tefillah, right? There are times, you know, if I would tell you that tefillah at the Kotel, you know, on Yom Kippur has an extra power. Yes, but doesn't mean that tefillah right now in Baltimore has no power, right? If you were at the Kotel and you said, I'll wait until I get back to Baltimore, you know, why are you doing that? But says Rav Moshe, it's not that it has no koach, it's a regular tefillah. The Yud Gimel Midos have special power at certain times of day. V'lachein, k'dei shelo yisbatlu milomar slichos shelo yeh la'atzibor shum isoros l'tshuva. And then Rav Moshe, and this is how a gadol sees things. Rav Moshe understood the dangers of a horasha. What is the main danger of a horasha? Number one, that it will continue, which did happen, right? A horasha, do you know how many horashas are continuing to this day? Look at the stipler in Revolbi in Achuva says the stipler told him the whole kolal system, which, you know, with all its benefits, also has some strains on our society as a whole and some extra pressures, and there's pros and cons. According to the Revolbi, he says the stipler told him this was a hora'as sha'a, right? To set up a system against the Gemara and Brachos Lamed Hey and the Psak that a person should teach their child a Parnasa. Horasha has a place, but it also has some dangers. That's why it's a Horasha. Rav Moshe says it's a Horasha, but I believe it's correct. Why? He says, because if a tzibur doesn't have slichos, what happens to their Elul? What happens to their Rosh Hashanah? Right? It's one thing for an individual to miss a day of slichos. For the whole community not to have slichos, that's not good. So he says, "Kidei shelo yispatlu milomar slichos shelo yeh la'atzibor shum hisoros l'tshuva tov lomar af mitchila horasha v'af sheim ein lam koach kamir yud gemo midos yesh ulai lesser lahafsik v'nakei shu be'emtza pasuk mitzad kol psukad labas gemosha labaskinan mistaber." And then he gets into this.
He's not saying you shouldn't say the Yud Gimel Midos.
No. Then he says, but wait a minute. There's a heter to pause in the middle of the pasuk when you're saying it together, Yud Gimel Midos. If I've just told you it doesn't have the power of Yud Gimel Midos, maybe you have to treat it like you're saying it biyachidus and say the whole pasuk, which is the halacha. If a person's saying it biyachidus, they have to open up a chumash and go until the end of the pasuk. Says Rav Moshe, I don't think that the heter to pause in the middle of the pasuk was because of the koach of Yud Gimel Midos. Mistaber lo mitzah koach amir to Yud Gimel Midos matur lafzik, ela mishum koach hatzibor. Nitan lehem arishus lahafzik kan vein chilok masai omrim vim efsher. So then Rav Moshe says, but I'll tell you one thing. He says it's better to do it at 11. Right? Why 11? Yichavnu b'shlish halayla. Do it at the end of the first third of the night. So assuming that the day is roughly, right now, what is it? 7 to 7, right? And then 7 to 7. So then 4 hours, and that usually it's around, is about 11 o'clock. Because of another Gemara that says that when the Mishmaros were changing is also a bit of a Shas Rachamim. So Rav Moshe says, ideally, you know, try to make it at 11. But what Rav Moshe is doing differently than Rav Avadya is working with the Kabbalistic sources. And this is an interesting case study. To Rav Avadya, the Kabbalistic sources are pure halacha. Right? There's nothing to talk about. If Rav Moshe Zakuta says it's mekatzitz nitiyos, you can't do it then. What about the fact people might otherwise not say slichos? Okay, so skip it. Don't do it. You cannot do slichos, according to Rav Avadya, from nightfall until chatzos, right? Which would be roughly from 7:30 until 1 o'clock in the morning, no slichos. You can't get people there, do it at 6:30 in the afternoon. Says Rav Moshe, a whole different way of reading it. Now, maybe Rav Moshe didn't think people would come. He doesn't even mention the afternoon. Rav Moshe says, for a tzibur to not have slichos is a very dangerous thing. So therefore, although it's not ideal, it's not usser. Just because it's dangerous to miss slichos doesn't mean you can commit an isser.
If it's Sibor, was going to have slichos at the right time, but there'd be a percentage that won't come.
He doesn't deal with that case.
So he's not giving a heter for that.
He does not give a heter for that. It has expanded, right?
Beyond
Rav Moshe. And the question is, what I see in Baltimore is, and people ask me about their specific situations, there are, in the whole community, there are at least a minion of people who need this minion.
Right, right.
That, I believe, is true. I believe, and I try to do it in a nuanced way, I believe the community needs a minion. I don't know that has a 10 o'clock. I don't know if every shul needs one. The community needs one. I think people need to understand, if you can arrange your schedule to get to one of the morning ones, much better. Right? Because even according to Rav Moshe, assuming Rav Moshe would have said, I think this is okay, he tells you straight out that it's like a regular tefillah. It's not bekoach yud gimel midos. So once you're spending the 25 minutes, don't you want the koach of yud gimel midos? Right? Even if it's a little more convenient. But that's this famous Rav Moshe tshuva.
So if you go, if you go into a shachris, minyan / slichos, are you better, because you can alternate back and forth, are you better off saying slichos first or davening first?
Are you better off saying
slichos? No, you can go, for example, in this shul, you can go to one minyan and daven, and then say slichos to the next minyan, or you can do the reverse. You can go to slichos.
So the tadir thing does not bother the poskim, because when slichos were set up, because they were set up to say first, even though it was because it was supposed to be at night, it's almost like an assumed heter that you can say slichos first. I wouldn't tell somebody you have to daven first and then go to the next slichos. I would say go to the slichos that's connected to your minyan. And the reason for that is based on, you know, yes, there's a tadir thing, but Rav Soloveitchik, and it's one of the Maror Mekomos we skipped, the Ramah says that whoever daven slichos should daven be the shliach tzibur for the rest of the day. They do that in Eretz Yisrael. We don't do that here. The Levush already gives reasons
the Germans.
Right? It's something, so Rav Soloveitchik says, where do we find that? Like, that's a very strange, just because you did one thing, we tell you to do everything. So Rav Soloveitchik has a whole piece that slichos are an introduction to davening.
Okay.
And that could be another reason to deal with the tadir. That it's not only that it was at night and that's why the tadir didn't apply, it's an introduction to davening, and that's why the slichos are supposed to come first. Which would then be a question why on a regular fast day we don't do slichos first except the first minyan or two. But that would be my answer. Not everybody agree with Rav Moshe. If you take a look, there are those who did, but in number 18, the Kovetz Halachos, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Listen to just his lashon. Ein lomar slichos kodem chatzos halayla. Amnam mikra shehu nimtza b'makom shehatzibur omrim slichos kodem chatzos. Ve'en lo shum breira acheres yuchal lomar slichos im hatzibur. B'chi agav neyachal lomar haslichos imahem. Amar mori v'rabi shlita. Devade en mekilim b'zeh l'chatchila. Filu hechash yatorach limtzo minyan acher. L'omra acher chatzos en lahakal b'zeh klal zuz makom she'en lo shum breira acheres. וכגון שנמצא במקום שאין ציבור אחר, זולה ציבור זה, שאומרים סליחוס קודם חצוס. Says, Rav Shmuel is only comfortable allowing somebody to go there if they have no other minion. And I spoke to Rav Henkin in Eretz Yisrael about 8 or 9 years ago about this. There was a yeshiva bacher who came back from yeshiva for some emergency tooth surgery. And he was going to be, his Rosh Yeshiva said, I want him on the first, I want him on the first train or whatever back to Yeshiva in the morning, even if it means he's going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. I want him back in Yeshiva. So his father called me and said, should he go to the 10 o'clock Slichos the night before, or should he daven Slichos on the train by himself? Right, and when you daven slichos on the train by yourself, you don't have the koach of tzibur. But when you do it at 10 o'clock, you also don't have the koach. So which is preferable? Rav Shmuel says it's better to do it with a tzibur. Rav Henkin thought, in a vacuum, it's better to do biyachidus at the right time rather than with a tzibur at the wrong time. But he said it depends on the person. If the person's not going to do it or with proper kavana, if they're not with a tzibur, then you should guide them to do it with the
But
the
you
tenakot.
Can't do Yud Gimel Midos without a binyan.
Mm-hmm.
So all you're going to be doing
you
is
saying
the Yud
Gimel Midos with the trap and doing to the end of the pasuk. And I don't know what to take of this because we don't know the exact situation. But in number 19, I found in a Gush article, Rav Soloveitchik reportedly participated regularly in the early slichos minyan of his son-in-law, Rav Dr. Yitzchak Twersky, the Talna Rebbe in Boston, as well as the early Slichos Minyan in Yeshiva University.
What does early Minyan mean? Does that mean like 6 o'clock in the morning, or does that mean
no.
early
the night before?
I would have thought that early meant that he got
no, in context of this article, it means it's talking
when
about
it's
the 10 o'clock.
I mean, it's pshita that he, you know, it would have to be the Chiddush.
And there were other, the implication of this article is there were other options.
Boston, at the Boston Rebbe, mm-hmm. the first minyan, which is usually a 6:15 minyan, we had slichas 5:30 or something like that, 5:40, and it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And no one put on talus or things like that.
Right.
You wouldn't do it. And when I moved here, I was surprised at
that they didn't.
The first minyans that I went to, it wasn't in the dark. It wasn't really in the... I mean, really, we were in the dark. It was a whole, maybe because of where we were up higher, and it's whatever. But it was a whole different feel here.
Uh huh. Interesting. I did find one big makel, Mishmeres Shalom of Koydenov, number 16. He says like this: Osam Sheka, and I don't know, you know, who this is, but I saw it quoted in an article. I put on the next page. Osam shekashel lahem la'amod ba'ashmores lomar slichos. If it's tough to get up in the morning, early when it's still dark, to say slichos, yomer b'chatzos halayla. You should say it 1 o'clock. Ve'osam shekashel lahem la'amtin o shelo yela minyanaz yicholim lomar achar sha' asiris mechatzos hayom. Okay, you can say after 10 o'clock. Haynu bebeishaus kodem chatzos halayla. 2 hours, which is 11, which is what Rav Moshe said. Zela mati midivre Rabbeinu Harav b'sidur shelo. He said, I learned this from the Shulchan Aruch Harav regarding the Seder Tikkun Chatzos. Vezela shana v'inei hagam sha'azman ha'muvchor b'chatzos ha'amiti davka afal piken אין זה לעקב על התחיל הזמן המתחילת האשמורה התיכונה, עיין שם, ואם כן פשדו הדין לסליחוס. וכן נהגו כמה צדיקים וגדולים חמדו מלי כמעט בביר ששמעתי מאבא מורי שכן נהג הצדיק מופס הדור מהרי מרוז'ין. Rabbi Yisrael of Rujin. But this, it's interesting that Rav Moshe, without intending, was machav into these Kabbalistic sources that's also an Eis Ratzon. So that if I was creating a minyan, you know, a new minyan from scratch, I would shoot for the 11 o'clock if that's mm-hmm. possible, and not the 10 o'clock. But I'm not looking to change things. There's one other issue that needs to be discussed.
Are you
going to
get into the subject of edited
slichos? Why we edit here?
I know why we edit.
We edit here because tov ma'ad bekavana, you know.
Yeah.
There's no halacha.
I'm not against it.
Of how many.
Don't accuse me of
that. That's just a matter. Rabbi Weinreb did that, correct?
Yeah.
Didn't Rabbi Weinreb make...
They all get it from the yeshivas.
In the yeshivas, they also cut out, a lot of the slichos. Mm-hmm. It's all premised on Tov Ma'at B'Kavana. There were times that people were more comfortable sitting for a long time saying things they didn't understand. And
Cleveland, they would cite Telzi Yeshiva. They would have the Telzi Yeshiva list.
So that's what we do here. And it's based on this principle. Better to say 45 minutes, an hour 15, with proper Kavana. But then I think that... The heter, if you're not going to have any kavana, it's probably better to spend 3 hours. So that's another thing. So that's issue number one. There's another issue. When you have the early slichos, we do tachanun. And this already is a very, in my mind, is a different subject. Because whereas the issue of slichos is not mentioned in any Gemara, it never talks about slichos in Gemara in general. And Rav Moshe can say, you know what? It's not in Shas, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, there's no Isser. But Rav Moshe does not discuss Tachanun. And if you take a look at number 23, he says, Ein nefilas apayim balayla, ubelele ashmars nogim lipol apneim shu karav layom. Right? Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, we do not do nefilas apayim at night. When you do slichos, you do it because it's already close enough to the day. So based on this, the Shas and Shuvas Mekadesh Yisrael, a Satmar Dayan, named Rav Harfin is, he says you can be melamed zchus on saying slichos early. But even if you say slichos early, you should not say tachanun.
So at the 10 o'clock minyan.
You should not say tachanun. So what did I find to be matzdik the minyan? And I was confused. The Rav Moshe has a tshuva, but he doesn't say anything about tachanun, right? And based on his svara, tachanun should be out because he said when it comes to slichos, it's not aser. When it comes to tachanun, it's shulchan aruch. On the other hand, why doesn't Rav Moshe say that? So I did find some poskim who say that ein nefilas apayim doesn't mean tachanun; it means tachanun with nefilas apayim. So maybe that would be better. If you take a look that the Prima Gadim, Balaila, V'yesh L'chalek, Ki Ba'ashmaris Maskel L'hagber Midas Yom, Ayin L'vush, V'ayin Tor B'shem Rav Natronai, D'nefilas Apayim Rishos, V'ayin Pri Chadash, Hochacha M'megillah Rav Lo Nafal Alapay, Lo Ratzal L'mitrach Tzibor, Mashma Rishosu, because of El Yeraba Oschas, below nefilas apayim ein chashash yomar hamizmor rachum mechanan. Vahatam, ki nefilas apayim hu lahachnia midas adin, laila ein lasos balaila, below nefilas apayim ein chashash lomar mizmor tehillim v'chein nirali.
It's just tehillim.
It's just tehillim.
So the first Saturday night, where most shuls, if not all shuls, have the minyan at chashos.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is a minute to do nefilas apayim?
After Chatzos?
I'm saying the first Saturday night.
So Chatzos, they seem to consider Karav Leom.
Chatzos is Karav Leom?
Yeah, it's strange, but they definitely, yeah.
Because I thought they were talking about getting up at 5:30 in the morning. That's what I was thinking they meant.
Right.
When it's still Lila, before
Right.
That, I thought that's the Men's Karov.
Right.
But you're saying that even after Katsos is really Karov. Yeah.
That's, it seems. I also found the Torah quotes another Gaon, Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, who says, you can do Nefilas Apayim at night. So maybe that's what we're talking about.
I mean, that's okay, like if you dive in Mincha after a certain amount of minutes, you don't say, thank you.
Yes. So we, as long as it's not Seis, we do Nefilas Apayim.
I thought a certain amount of minutes after Shkia, you don't do Tachnun anymore. No?
Correct. Once it's Seis of the Gaon,
I thought like...
Oh.
I thought I mean, like 13 minutes or something.
Because that's Seis of Gaonim.
So, I mean, 13 and a half minutes. Said, what if you're davening Mincha after Shkia...
Right.
When do you stop saying Tachnun?
That's a good question.
Okay, I mean, that's the mindset. Yeah. Sometimes I forget and...
Right. So I asked Rav David Cohen in Tafshin Ayin Hay. Mm-hmm. I asked him for what he thought about this whole sugya. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. He says, I'm having trouble reading it. Okay. Hinani misnatzel shatirdos. Hesivuni ba'ofen shekimat kol masa hem bebechinas ben gavra legavra. Mishamachi ani muchach lavo beze bektziras haomer. La'anias daiti mitzad lo kedai l'shanas masha asu ad kan mikevan shagorim v'moshe Feinstein tiretz hanhagach. He says, you definitely don't have to change anything that's being done in your community because Rav Moshe already justified it. What is that word? In sarech. What is this? Lifnim shemasha omrem slichos kodem chatzos osimhu keneged ha'alacha shemakora bekabala apobi shemotzi makoros smuchos betalmud lefia kabala ha'erevuz mandin v'yetze yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnos erev imnei sheba bezel lesaken filas ha'mincha bezmandin shizu midaso shel yitzchak avinu. He then tries to say, you know, Rav Moshe says it's all Kabbalah, and he lists a bunch of sources in Gemara that show that the Gemara is on the same page as the Kabbalah, and then he says, umitamze ein l'shanas, next paragraph. And he says, don't get involved, don't change anything. Mitamze and Lashanas klal, don't change anything. Sheze yorer maso matan odos hanhaga memela im yamdu ala emes yipol ruach hatzibor velo yimshechu banhaga becheshek. He says, you know what? All you'll do is take away people's incentive to come and feel like they're saying the slichos properly. So don't make a big deal about this. That's what he said. It's very interesting. So what about the tachanun, right? He says this is the mitam ze inomrim tachanun achar hashkia for the same reason, and it seems to me, like even though it's in Shulchan Aruch, whatever Rav Moshe says, you know, it's not usser. It just maybe is not accomplishing as much stuff, and that's, you know, that's would be the halacha. Should a person who's heard this shir, if you end up at that minyan, should you not put your head down for tachanun? You know, that's the farthest I would go with this. But at the end of the day, to me, what's so eye opening about this sugya is not just the issue on Kabbalah, how. Had to take Kabbalah, but how the poskim are dealing with, you know, these other needs. Tzibor needs to say slichos. Tzibor needs that hisaru's tshuva. So Rav Avadya says, I'll come up with another solution. Rav Moshe says, I'll come up with another solution. Rav David Cohen then, very in a very smart way, says, and then don't take it away from people, which I think is some interesting things in the halakhic process.
It sounds like. Yeah,